If you have your Bible, I want to turn to Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. The Bible says in verse 28, Romans 8 and 28, He said, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, that to them who are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called," now watch this, "them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we then say of to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession," now watch this, "maketh intercession for us." Amen. As we look at this today, and we see the Bible says that all we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Now, have you ever thought what the purpose of God is? Amen. What is the purpose of God? The purpose of man, of God, the purpose of God through man is for us to glorify God, to give God glory and honor and praise. Amen. That's what the whole purpose of God is for us. That's why He calls us, praise God, unto Himself. He calls us, and He said, "Them they called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified." Amen. So we give God, He called us to give Him glory, to glorify God. But in the calling of God, He justifies us. Amen. I want to just look at that for just a minute this morning. If God will be my help, be our help on the thought of justification. Justification. You say, "Preacher, what is justification?" Well, the justification brings us into the purpose of God, to give God glory, to thank Him and praise Him for all that He's done and all that He's doing and all that He's going to do. Ain't you glad that God's not through with us yet, but He's still working on us, each and every one, every day of our life. If we'll let Him, He'll help us, He'll encourage us, and He'll bring us unto Himself, to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, save us from our sins, praise God, and begin to bring us on the path that'll bring us closer to Him day by day. And one day, in a little while, praise the Lord, we'll just step off out of here and step into the presence of a holy God where we'll be with Him forever. I don't know about you, that excites my heart this morning to think that one day I'm going to get to be with my Savior. Praise God, He's going to be my Lord and my Savior here, and praise God, He's going to be my Lord and Savior when I get over there. Amen. Praise God. What does that mean? It means He's never going to leave me nor forsake me. He's always going to be with me. Amen. So you say, "Well, preacher, what is justification? What does it mean?" Well, the definition of justification is this: a sinner is cleared of all guilt and freed of every charge as though he had never sinned at all. Okay, well, preacher, I'd never sinned at all. But we miss those. If you miss those words in the beginning, you miss the definition of justification. But the definition of justification says a sinner, amen. That means we are one, amen. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all done things that's displeasing to God the Father. In other words, we missed the mark in establishing a right walk with Him according to what He initiated in the beginning. He created man, put us in a garden, praise God, a perfect place, and we rose up and decided that we wanted to be more like Him. Amen. Instead of just seeking to do His will and do what was right according to what He said, we tried to be God. I want to say this morning, well, you try the best you can, you can't be God. But when we realize that He is God, then He can begin to help us that He'll become our God. Amen. There's a lot of things in the world that would like to rise up and be your God. But praise God, I'm glad there's only one God today, and it's God of heaven, and Jesus Christ our Savior, and the Spirit of God that directs His people today. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? But we see that a sinner is cleared from all guilt. We were guilty of sin. You might say we were guilty as sin. Amen. We were all guilty, praise God. Can you remember where God brought you from? You may be here this morning, you say, "Well, preacher, I never done anything really bad." Amen. Praise God. I want to say, hey, listen, we probably never done anything really good either. The only thing I ever done that was in account was to receive Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior on Wednesday night, 1976, when He came to my heart and showed me I was an old sinner. And praise God. Now, I knew that, but praise God, I didn't know how to make it right. A long time, for about 7 years, actually, I thought, I was just going to die and go to hell. I lost out God because I didn't know the way. But then on that Wednesday night, 1976, a little old preacher preached that Jesus Christ was the light and the life of this world, and those that would come to Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And boy, I tell you, I'm glad that night that God, the Holy Spirit, got a hold of me, and He said, "Son, He loves you. He died for you, praise God, and you don't have to die and go to hell." I'm glad I come out. I made a walk down the aisle at old-fashioned altar, and I said, "Lord, would you forgive me, an old sinner? Please forgive me of all my sin and help me, God. I'll just trust in you. I know I can't do it by myself. I know I'm not fit or able, but God, I know you are." And you know what He done, Brother Josh? He come into my heart. Praise God, He gave me a peace down in my soul. I was weighed down with the burden of sin. I come under that thing with a load I was bearing. It was so heavy, I couldn't hardly carry it. Praise God, when I come up out of there, I come out of there light as a feather. I come out of there, praise God, all my sin was gone. They washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I was made quiet and pure. Praise God, the bondage of sin was lifted off of me. You said, "Are you a perfect preacher?" No, not by no means. But I serve a living Savior. I've got a living God this morning. I've got a living hope this morning. I've got a living life this morning in Jesus Christ, my Lord. He's my Lord and my Savior. He's my comforter and my keeper. Praise God today. I mean, He made the difference. Praise God. What are you saying? I'm saying I was guilty of sin. But Jesus Christ come in, and He freed me from every charge. Amen. Praise God. Listen, there was a whole list that got compiled against me. Amen. God keeps good records. He knows every evil thought you have, every evil action you do, every bad deed that you actuate in. Amen. He knows it. But we can ask Him to forgive us our sins. And He said He'll forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Ain't you glad for that? But he said if justification means that God come to you, He saves you by His marvelous grace. Praise God, even though we were sinners, He cleans us of our sin, clears us, purifies our sin, drops all the charges on us, praise God, and makes it even though we had never sinned at all. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Praise God, I'm glad we can sing that song, "My sins are gone." Amen, praise God, my sins are gone. Glory, hallelujah, my sins are gone. Praise God, I'm saved by the marvelous grace, Lord Jesus Christ. And He's put a new blood, a new heart in my life. Praise God, there's a new beat. He took out that old stony heart, and He's put in a heart of flesh. And He's teaching it to learn to live and to love and to magnify God and to give Him glory. That's why we were here. That's why we were put on this planet, to give God glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. It works. You say, how we justify preacher? Well, how are we justified? We were justified by God Almighty. Now you hang on. You folks that take notes, keep your pen ready. Because I'm going to give you some scripture today, praise God, just show you what justification is. How important justification is to our life. I want to say justification matters. Because if it wasn't for justification, praise God, you'd still be in your sin. But because God Almighty has justified us. Look what He says here in our text in Romans chapter 8 and verse 30. He said, "Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified." You say, "Preacher, how are we justified today? Just as if we had no sins. How can we have the charges dropped? How can we have those things omitted from our life?" It's because God Almighty did that. You can't do it. Mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it. Papa can't do it. Mama can't do it. The press of the United States can't do it. The leader of the free world can't do it. But God Almighty, praise God, He can justify us through the blood of Jesus Christ. His Son cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It's God Almighty that does that. He goes on in verse 33. He said, "Who shall lay any charge, anything to the charge of God's elect?" It is God. If there's any doubt about it, it says, "It is God that justifieth." Amen. It is God, praise God, that's able, praise His holy name. It's God and God only, Josh, that's able to drop those charges, that old wicked, vile stuff that we are, that we used to be. Praise God, God and His sovereignty, and God and His goodness, and God and His magnificent love. He can drop the charges of those that was guilty, guilty of sin, and let us go free, praise God. Ain't you glad for that today? Praise God. Justification. Praise God. It starts in the Word of God, and it starts in our hearts. And it's initiated by God. Amen. Praise God. If there's ever going to be any justification in this world, it's going to take God. You know why we're in such a mess today? Because we pushed out God. Because we said we don't need God. We'll take everything else that's coming down the pike, but we don't want to take God. That's why little John would say in John chapter 4, that Charles read in his Sunday school lesson this morning, that we're to try the spirits to see if there's God, of God. There's a lot of foul and wicked spirits in this world today. And I want to tell you, youngins, you listen to me, they're just as real as we're sitting here. I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, they're just as wicked as the devil itself, but there's a God of heaven that's just as real and alive, and He's more prevalent because He's a sovereign God. He's in control and in charge, and when we put our faith and trust in Him, praise God, He justifies us, praise God, from our sin. Just as if we never sinned. Who did that? Who does that? God. God Almighty does that. You say, well, preacher, how does He do that? He does it by grace. You know what grace is? Grace is that unmerited favor of God. Hello? That favor, Brother Bill, that we don't deserve. Amen. We don't deserve the unmerited favor of God, but praise God, it's that we don't deserve it, but God gives it anyway. Praise the Lord. Bible says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, excuse me, he said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He said, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But listen to what he says in verse 24. He said, but being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, we've all sinned and come short, but He said we've been justified, praise God, made just as if we had never sinned by the grace of God. It was grace of God that come down to us. It was the grace of God that come to me on that Wednesday night, 1976. It was the grace of God that moved upon my heart. Praise God. It was the grace of God that touched my mind. It helped me realize that I was no match, praise God, for the devil. I was no match for this flesh that I live in. But praise God, there was a God of heaven who loved me enough, and He sent His only begotten Son. Praise God, that's grace. That's grace, praise God, that comes down to us. That's manifest in us. That gives us that help that we need. Amen. Praise God, it's nothing that we do within ourselves, but it's that grace of God through the redemption power, that purchasing power of Christ Jesus. Verse 25 says, whom God hath sent forth to be a propitiation. That's that sacrifice through faith in the blood of His, in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Amen. Praise God. He said the grace of God is manifest to us. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, He said, for by grace are you saved through faith. It's that manifestation of grace, that unmerited favor of God. You say, preacher, where could that come from? Hey, listen, it could come only from God Almighty. Amen. Amen. Grace don't come from nowhere else. You can't find grace, praise God, outside of God. The whole world's looking for grace. They want to fit in. They want to be popular. They want to do the right, what they think's the right thing. But I tell you, the only way you can do it is through the grace of God. Amen. That unmerited favor of God, that's what makes the difference. Praise His holy name. That's what gives us that confidence, praise, not in us, but in Him. I don't have much confidence in me. Amen. You said, preacher, I wouldn't say that. I will. I'm going to say it again. I don't have much confidence in me. But all my confidence in Him. Because it's God that justifies, praise God. It's God's grace that justifies an old sinner. Praise God. It's by God's grace. It's by the blood. Without the shedding of blood, the Bible says there is no remission. There's no putting away sins. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Romans 5 and 8. The Bible said, but God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Praise God. Listen, there's so many people, now listen to me this morning, there's so many people tell me, well, preacher, if whenever I get my life straightened out, I'm going to come to church and I'm going to get in, I'm going to do right. I'm going to tell you, if you wait till you get it straightened out, you'll never come. They'll never come because you can't get it straightened out. No matter how hard you try, praise God, there's always going to be another kink that you'll have in it. Amen. It's kind of like a roll of wire. You can stretch a roll of wire. Anybody ever work with barbed wire? Barbed wire is sticky stuff. That's why they call it barbed wire. And it's a funny thing, Brother Bill, you take that stuff and stretch it out and leave it out there for 20 years. But then you decide to move a fence and you take those little ties off, you pull those steeples out and you let that wire go loose, praise God. You know what it does? It automatically goes the coiling back up. Amen? And when you try to twist it to get one out, praise God, you'll get two in it. So that's what happens when we try to straighten out our own life, praise God. Every time we try to straighten out one kink, we get two or three more in it. And those barbs and those stickers, they're a cutting and a scratching and a digging into us and making it more worse. Praise God, if that's a word, praise Lord, it's not getting any better. But glory, hallelujah, there's a God of heaven. He said, I'll take the barbs and the stingers. Praise God, I'll straighten it out. I'll line it out, praise God, if you'll trust in me. Amen. So it took the blood of Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse us from our sins. Amen. While we were yet sinners, amen, couldn't straighten it out by ourselves. Verse number 9 said, much more then, being now justified by what? His blood. There's a lot of people in the world today, you hear a lot of so-called preachers say, well, it ain't about the blood. I want to say the Bible says it is. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, being now justified by His blood. In other words, when we were while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. He died for us. How much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. He said that wrath that comes upon those that disobey and reject God. Praise God, we receive an appeal from the portals of glory. And God says, praise the Lord, that one's mine. It belongs to me. They're justified, praise God. When I look upon them, I don't see the sin. Amen. I'm glad I come clean one night. Amen. But I'm glad I still have to go to that foot washing every day. Say, so, preacher, if you wash your feet, you sin. Praise God. No, it ain't nothing about it. Praise God, it's about that daily cleansing. What Jesus was trying to teach them, He said, hey, listen, when you go to the bath, He said, you're every whit clean. He said, you've been down there to the bathhouse, that community bathhouse. He said, you've washed from the top of your head, soles of your feet. But when you've slipped your sandals on and you walk back up that dusty road to your house, from the bathhouse to your house, when you walk back up that road from the church house to your house, from the workplace to your house, He said, you get contaminants on you. And every day, praise God, we got to have a good solid foot washing. To keep us clean, we're with all. Amen. You wash your feet, praise God, and you're justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. It keeps us clean. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, how do you get clean? You plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all unrighteousness. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad for that? Because of God, the Lord Jesus Christ loves us and cares for us. Amen. It's God that justifies. It's grace that justifies. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that justifies us. Just as if we had never had no sin. Of course, we know we're all sinners. Sorry, no account sinners. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. Somebody has to. Let you know, praise God, that you're not all that you think you are. But God wants us to be all He'd have us to be. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do we get it? We get it through faith. Amen. We get it through faith, Lord Jesus Christ. Look at back over Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. He said, therefore being justified, now watch this, by what? By what?
Faith.
Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad He's mine, ain't you? Amen. I'm glad He's mine. I'm glad praise God, I'm glad He's mine. I'm glad I'm His. He said, therefore being justified by faith. Now, what is faith? That's believing on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I've never met him. How can I believe on him? Praise God. Hey, if you've ever read the volume of the book, we've met him. We know that he was born in a manger in Bethlehem, that grew up as a perfect man without sin and died on the cross of Calvary. Truth, history teaches us that this man Jesus was, he lived, and he lives forevermore. Because he died for our sins, praise God, but he didn't stay dead. He got up that third morning after he shed his blood on Calvary. He said, therefore, being justified, made clean, made pure, forgiven, praise God, by faith. He said, that brings us peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have peace now with Christ Jesus, our Savior. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9, Peter says this. He said, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Do you know your soul is an important part of you? Amen. Your soul, that's that inward part of you, praise God, where your spirit and things live, praise God. It's that that gives us strength. It's that soul, praise God, that gives us a relationship and a desire to know God. Now, I won't say that if you ain't very careful, there's a void there. Amen? It's an empty space. And if we ain't careful, we'll put other things in that. Amen? We'll put ungodly things in that. But that soul, he said, receiving into your faith, even the salvation of your souls. He said, the end of faith, believing, trusting Lord Jesus Christ, is salvation for the soul. It's that brings us up and brings us out, brings us into a relationship with God and helps us worship and praise Him from here on. Amen. I don't have a hard time praising the Lord. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, he'll praise the Lord, drop a hat. She'll praise the Lord, drop a hat. Hey, praise God. If you really love the Lord, you'll throw it down. Amen. So you can praise Him. Amen. Praise God. He's worthy of all of our praise. That's why God gets glory. The purpose of man is to glorify God. Amen. Praise God. It brings joy and peace. That's what the Bible tells us here. Paul says, praise God, it's justification. It's that justification through faith that brings us joy into our heart and what we believe in. Amen. But it's not just faith. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I got faith. Yeah, but what you've got faith in? Amen, praise God. Justification is given us by faith in Christ. As a fellow told me one time, he was going to some kind of drug rehab or alcohol anonymous, whatever it was. And they told him, well, we don't care what you use, but you have to have something that you put your faith in. Now listen to me. He said, you've got to have something that you put your faith in. So this fellow said, well, I have my faith. What I have my faith in is I have it in that fire hydrant outside my house. He said, I put all my faith in that thing. That fire hydrant is our everyday. It's there for me. He said, every day I go out and I put my hand on that fire hydrant, and that's what I have my faith in. And it's never failed me. It's always been there. Amen. One day he would come out of the house and he was going out there, a big old smile on his face, going out there to lay his hand on his fire hydrant, that he had his faith in. And a drunk driver come around the curve, flying in the car, missed the turn and run over his fire hydrant. Of course, blowed it over, knocked it over, went rolling down the road in the water, went to flying up. What's the Paul Harvey version? We need to be careful who we have our faith in. We need to have our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He is the one. He's that propitiation for sin. He's that price of atonement. He's that one that can help us. He's that one that can get reach down further than we can reach up. He's that price, praise God, is paid for sin. He's the justifier of men through His blood, through faith, and through faith in Him. He's the one that makes the difference. I look at Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 16. Galatians 2 and 16, he says, go back 15. He said, we who are Jews by nature, not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ, Jesus Christ, that we might be justified. Now watch this, by the faith of Christ. And not by the works of the law, but for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are also found sinners. Amen? Praise God. He said, but we are justified by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God, see, God's got a plan that we work in. See, I don't know anybody's told you recently, but this blessed old Bible that we have, the B-I-B-L-E, that's basic instructions before leaving earth. We need to heed the instructions, praise God, or you'll be lost wandering around in this world without any direction. Do you hear me this morning? There's a whole lot of folks that's lost wandering around in the world without any direction. You say, preacher, what do we got to do to get them back? We got to give them the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, the basic instructions that we need before we leave out of here. Amen. We all need it. Praise God. It's important. And God ministers to our heart. Praise God. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, we're justified by faith in Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. He said, where does that justification come from? It comes through Christ. But it comes by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God. Now, what is the Holy Spirit of God? Now, we all know this, but it doesn't hurt to repent, to repeat it. Repent it. Don't hurt to repent either. But it don't hurt to repeat it so we'll know. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God, that's the Spirit of God. He said, there's many spirits in this world. There's a lot of foul spirits. He said, there's a spirit of Antichrist which denies and rejects God. Amen. See, that's what they do when they take that peace symbol with the circle around it. But I want to say that is not a peace symbol. That is a symbol, praise God, that the witches use. They put that cross in the middle of a circle and they break it downward. Amen. And they say, we'll never accept Jesus. They've sealed their doom. Amen. You better flee from that mess, praise God, and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because you say, how do I get? Because the Holy Spirit of God, a guide you need, you keep you out of that mess. Need to stay in a right relationship with the Lord by the Holy Spirit. That's that Spirit of God. Now, how can a spirit of a sovereign God come from heaven and come down and said that if we'll receive the Lord Jesus Christ, what he did on Calvary, that he said he'll pray the Father and he'll send us God's Spirit to dwell in us, to take his place in us, to take his shoes off and set up housekeeping in us. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how could God be big enough that his Spirit could dwell in every one of us? Amen. You're starting to realize how big God is. Amen. Praise God. God is bigger than anything. I'm just telling you straight, God is bigger than anything, praise God, this world. And he's bigger than anything combined together. All things combined together, he's bigger than that. And he comes and he dwells in our heart and gives us peace and hope, gives us joy. And that's what we all need. Amen. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Amen. Praise God. In verse number 9. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Those that's not right with God never make it. Those that never accept the Lord Jesus Christ for free pardon sin won't go to heaven. He said, where are they going to go? They're going to go to hell. Lost without God. They're going to be screaming in a region of damn where the fire, where the smoke is and the fire dieth not. Where their worm died, not all those infirmities, all those things that nag and prick, and all the aches and pains and the heartache, praise, is going to go with them down there. You say, well, I don't believe God would do that. God don't do that. You do it to yourself, you deny and reject his Son. Amen. He gave him to be the propitiation, keep you out of there. The price of sin, so you don't have to go. He said, but the unrighteous, those that's not right with God, praise God, they won't see it, the kingdom of God. He said, but be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Now that's those men that try to act like women. And it's women that try to act like men. Amen. Praise God. You ought to be proud of who you are, the way God designed and built you. They're trying to tell us in this crazy mess today that our little girls can be boys and the boys can be girls, and that men can have babies. That's a lie of the devil. That's out of hell. Amen. I don't think there's any of us stupid enough in here to believe that. We've got enough common sense, realize, praise God, that men don't have babies. Amen. So that throws the whole transgender thing out the window. Amen. It gives us love and peace, praise God. He said, we're supposed to be what God designed you to be, what he created you to be. Because, listen to me, he loves you. And he created you just as you are. And you ought to just love yourself, praise God, because you are what God made you to be. and nothing more. And the Bible plainly tells us here that you don't need to be nothing else. He said, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. He said, people that live in wickedness and choose to stay there don't make it. And he said, hey, listen, but remember we said that all have sinned to come short of God. We were all sinners. All sinners had to be justified. Verse number 11, he said, and such were some of you. Some of us was caught up in this mess. We were heading down the wrong road. But he said, ye are washed, but ye are sanctified. That's set apart. That's made different. He said, but ye are justified. Amen. Praise God. That literally means to be made righteous in the name of the Lord Jesus. And watch this. And by the Spirit of our God. See, it takes the Holy Spirit of God to touch your heart and show you that you're going in the wrong direction and that God loves you enough. He wants to rope you and lead you in and draw you in the right path. Amen. So you don't go down the wrong road. Who does that? The Holy Spirit of God. Praise God. It comes upon you that shows you, praise God. It goes from your head to your heart that you realize that Jesus loves you. Praise God. That's why He tells you that He does. Amen. So we see justification by God. It's by grace. It's by the blood. It's by faith. It's faith in Jesus Christ, praise God, and faith through the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. It's pretty simple. Praise the Lord. All we got to do is believe it. And God plainly tells us in His Word. And it's something that we got to work at. Hello? Amen. You say, preacher, by works? Yeah, we got to work at it. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, said, for we are His workmanship, creating Christ Jesus unto good works. So we ought to start working out the works. That's right. Look what James says. James chapter number 2. James chapter number 2, he tells us that there's a work to be done. James chapter number 2, let's look at James chapter number 2, verse 17 and 18. James says this, he said, even so faith that hath not works is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. He said, I'm going to show you I have faith in the Lord because of the works that I do. But now look at verse 26. He said, for as the body without the spirit is dead, if you don't have the Holy Spirit of God living in your heart, praise God, you're just dead. You're just no lump of flesh that's wallowing around as a zombie. Amen? You're dead, your trespasses and sins. He said, so faith without works is dead also. Say amen? He said, so what we have is we have faith that works. When we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, He begins to break us, and we begin to have hope in Him. The hope's not in the world. The hope's not in the wind. In what we do, it's not hope in what our family, it's not hope in our nation or leaders or anybody else. It's hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Spirit of God gives us that hope, praise God, and helps us do the works that's pleasing to God. It brings us to a place, amen, where we begin to realize just how good God is. That's justification. Amen. It's justification. You say, but preacher, how are we justified? Before a sinner can be justified, what do we have to do? He said, what do we have to do for a sinner to be justified in the eyes of God? Amen. Well, let me give you about three right quickly and we'll go to the house. First, number one, we got to acknowledge our sin. Amen. We got to not acknowledge our sin. Look at Psalms 51. Remember the psalmist David? After he had sinned, Psalms 51, David says this. He says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. You know what is that? That's a prayer of repentance. That's a prayer asking God to forgive him of his sins. He said, for I acknowledge, there he is. For I acknowledge my transgressions. He's talking about the times that I've shot at it, but I've missed the mark. Amen. Think about how many times you try to do right, but you missed the mark. Huh? How many times do we try to do right, but we miss the mark, but just a little? But you know what? As a child of God, we'll say, Lord, forgive me and help me to aim better. Amen. Help me to be more on target with the help of the Lord. Amen. He said, I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Now watch what he says, verse number 4. He said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desire truth in inward parts. He said, we need to look inside us and see who we are and what we'd like to be, what God would have us to be. God looks at the heart today, youngins. However, heart, you know what? What we've got today, we've got a whole lot of heart problems. Amen. We've got in churches, our homes, our families, we've got a lot of heart problems. How do you fix heart problems? Somebody help me.
Go to the doctor.
What kind of doctor? A heart doctor. Amen. Praise God. If you've got heart problems, say, praise God, brother Bill, we're going to get over to the heart and we're going to find us the best heart doctor there is. And we're going to say, hey, listen, I need some help. We go to the best heart doctor on the planet is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. He can take out an old cold, stony heart that's cold and end up without affection, without love, without peace, without hope. And He can put in a heart of flesh from the throne of grace, a brand new heart. Amen. He said, behold, thou desire truth in the inward parts. Look inside us and in the hidden part that we think people don't see. Let me just give you a little enlightenment this morning. If you've got an old cold, stony heart, hey man, you may act just as religious as old St. Paul, praise God, when you're here at the church house. But if you act like the devil out there in the world, praise God, everybody knows it. Amen. Everybody, and let me just say something. Candler ain't a very big town. Amen. But praise God, word to get back. So what do? We pray for each other. Amen. God to take out, say, Lord, please take that old stony, careless, uncaring heart out of me and give me a heart of flesh. Because I can love others, praise God, the way that you love me. He said, and the hidden part that thou shalt make me to know wisdom. He said, that's that knowledge. The knowledge, praise God, of our sin. And it give us the knowledge to know the difference. Amen. Between sin and righteousness that brings God to brings us to glory, the glory of God. You say, preacher, what happens when we acknowledge our sin, when we realize, you know what, we are all just, I know I'm just an old sinner. What do we do? We repent of our sin. Amen. We repent of our sin. We say, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. Amen. We do it because we realize that not. Hey, listen, I told somebody the other day. Sometimes we repent. We say, Lord, I messed up. I done wrong, because we realize we got caught and other people know about it. You know, a lot of times if nobody sees it, then maybe it never happened. People do that. People do that. It makes me crazy. People do this all the time in parking lots. They'll throw a door open and smash into the side of your car, and they'll look around. And then they'll jump in the car, go on. Or they'll throw it in reverse, they'll back up, crinkle up your bumper, your fender, and they'll look around, see if no, and boom, they go on. Amen. But then if you run them, hey, you hit my car. Oh, did I do that? I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. No, you're right. About gave you whiplash. But that's how we are. We praise God. Sometimes if we acknowledge our sin, praise God, we realize what we've done. And then we repent of it. Hey, man, praise the Lord, when we throw that car door open and we go look at that person and say, hey, man, I knocked a big dent in your car. Amen. Here's my name and number. If you go get that fixed, I'll pay for it. You say, praise God, I'd never do that. That cost me money. Amen. But can you live with it? Amen. It's never wrong to do right. It's time to do right now.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. Take responsibility. Acknowledge our sin and repent of it. Say, Lord, please forgive me. You know what? What is true repentance? Change of direction. Amen. When we realize that we messed up and we say, Lord, what I'm doing is wrong. And we say, Lord, please forgive me. You showed me it's wrong. Please forgive me of my sin. And we turn around and we go a different, and we never go back to that. We go in a different direction. That's what Peter says in 2 Peter chapter number 3. 2 Peter chapter number 3, 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 9. The Bible says this. He said, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrifying blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. He said, what we do, praise God, is we realize that God is blessing us. He's trying to help us if we'll listen to Him. It's not evil for evil, but it's good, praise God, realizing what good is. He would go on in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 9. And he said, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to what? Repentance. Amen? So he said, we all got to repent. You say, well, preacher, I thought such and such is a pretty good person, and brother such, he's a pretty good person. But we all have to repent. When we mess up, we have to say, Lord, please forgive me and help me not to go back there, to press on for the glory of God. Amen. So we've got to acknowledge our sin. We've got to repent of our sin. But most importantly, praise God, in order to receive justification, we have to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. As our Savior, just like John told us that He would in 1 John chapter number 1. 1 John chapter number 1. In verse number 11, Bible says this, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. That's Jesus. To become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, Jesus, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Praise God. Amen. He said, so it's when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, He said, then we become justified in the eyes of God. Justified as if we had never sinned. Born, praise God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Power is given through us to become the sons of God. To be made the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He forgives us our sins when we believe on Him. He forgives our sin and He cleanses us, makes us pure, makes us clean of all unrighteousness. I don't know about you, listen to me and I'm done. I don't like to run around nasty. I can't go 2 days without taking a bath. That's why I don't go camping. Amen? If I was going to go camping, I'd go camping when a real warm summer day where I could take a bath in the creek. Because I do not go nasty. I'm not going to be dirty. Baby, I'm not going to go 2 or 3 days or a week or a month without taking a bath. Somebody was telling me the other day that they was bragging on their son, said sometimes he goes 5-6 days without taking a bath, and he act like that was a good thing. I said, my goodness, scratch a fur in him, sow some seed. Grow stuff on him. Amen, make it worthwhile. Why would anybody want to do that? Why would you want to brag about it? But let me ask you something, church. Why would we not want to live in justified life and justification of the Lord Jesus Christ, who cleanses us from our sins, makes us pure, gives us a daily bathing? He, the Bible says His mercy is new and fresh every day. Amen. Makes us clean and pure in His righteousness. When we say, Lord, please forgive me an old sinner. Now, Lord, I surely don't want to die and go to hell off without God. And Lord, I know, praise God, the precious word of truth, the Bible, the word of God is so real. How do you know that, preacher? Because God Almighty spoke to it, and He's the only one that could give us a book like this. You know, there's a lot of people who's tried to imitate this, but they could never duplicate it. Because it is the Word of God. It was inspired. It was given to us. 66 men wrote it out, praise God, in the Word of God. And we're inspired from God Almighty to give it to us so we can take it and believe it, so we can have that basic instructions, amen, of living here on earth. So we can move on through here. And we could be prosperous, and we could have joy and peace and hope, and one day ride off into glory. Amen. I praise God. Some people all the time talk about riding off. In the Westerns, they used to say riding off into the sunset. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I'm going to ride off to where the sun is, where the Lord Jesus Christ is the light of that city. Amen. That city's builder and maker's God. You say, preachers, ain't really such a place? God said they was. And I believe God. I believe Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am there you may be also. I'm going to that also place. It's an awesome place. It's a place of glory. Amen. A place of justification where justified people will be gathered together. Amen. Justified in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Cleansed by the blood. Trust in Lord Jesus Christ. Led of the Spirit. Not some old foul, wicked spirit, but the Spirit of God. You say, preacher, what's the difference? Because the Spirit of God teaches you to love and love each other. It teaches you to have compassion and caring. Amen. To have concern for others. And not so much about, it's not so much about ourselves, but it's about somebody else. And it's about the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.